Ted circles C, but not because that is necessarily what he'd do in that situation. On the whole, he tends to think that he'd go for A, presuming he could at least ask the young man a few questions about where the loot came from. And if outright torture wasn't involved, and he would know, wouldn't he, no matter what the young man might have to say on the subject, sure, here's your money, vaya con Dios. And why? Because Ted Brodigan happens to believe that the owner of the defunct candy store had a point. They're killing the little man. But he circles C, and 5 days later, he finds himself in the anteroom of an out-of-business dance studio in San Francisco, his train fare from Sacramento prepaid, along with three other men and a sullen-looking teenage girl. The girls, the former Tanya Leeds of Bryce, Colorado, as it turns out. Better than 400 people showed up for the test in the gym, lured by the honeypot ad. Goats, for the most part. Here, however, are 4 sheep. 1%. And even this, as Brodigan will discover in the full course of time, is an amazing catch. Eventually he is shown into an office marked private. It is mostly filled with dusty ballet stuff. A broad-shouldered, hard-faced man in a brown suit sits in a folding chair, incongruously surrounded by filmy pink tutus. Ted thinks, a real toad in an imaginary garden. The man sits forward, arms on his elephantine thighs. "Mr. Brodigan," he says, "I may or may not be a toad, but I can offer you the job of a lifetime. I can also send you out of here with a handshake and a much obliged. It depends on the answer to one question, a question about a question, in fact." The man, whose name turns out to be Frank Armitage, hands Ted a sheet of paper. On it, blown up, is question 23, the one about the young man and the satchel of money.